Something very exciting just happened at 4106 Montana. That's Montana and US 54. It was the opening of Soul Studio and Capoeira Quinto Soul. And with me are John Michael Blow, El Paso Vice President and Lead Instructor of Capoeira Quinto Soul, joined by Capoeira student and student instructor Lori Navarrete to talk about this new studio. Welcome to both of you. This is so exciting.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you are the only formal presence of Capoeira in El Paso. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What is your story, John Michael? How did you arrive in El Paso?
I was born and raised here in El Paso.
You were?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. And I started training capoeira in Las Cruces and was given license to teach here in the city in 2007.
Well, now you, in fact, were given permission to teach rather quickly in comparison to the usual trajectory for students.
Correct. Most students train for a longer period of time than I did, but due to our location and being a little landlocked island away from most of the bigger capoeira schools, they allowed me to open a school in this area.
That's quite a compliment, because what is the usual course of study to become an instructor? How many years?
It varies from person to person, but it could take as little as 10 years and as much as 20 years.
Well, you were on the accelerated path, yes. No doubt about that. And now you are a firefighter with the city of El Paso, so I suspect you might have been in good shape to start.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. And Lori, what's your story?
I actually started capoeira in San Antonio when I lived there. And mm-hmm. I moved around a little bit. And when I moved back to El Paso, I found the Quinto Soul group here. So I just kind of went ahead and joined them.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the history for anyone who is unfamiliar with the origins of capoeira.
Capoeira is a Brazilian martial art started amongst African slaves in Brazil. It has taken many forms. It's unclear as to exact time it started. It kind of began organically amongst the people in the marketplace, and then it took the path during the time of slavery of being an art form that the slaves would use to attempt to escape and get free. Then, after the abolition of slavery, it was practiced primarily by ex-slaves that were unemployed, and so tended to cause a lot of trouble, which caused capoeira to be outlawed in Brazil for a limited time. And then it was sort of revived by Mestre Bimba, that kind of brought the dignity back to the art and made it more combative and less ritualistic. His student, Mestre Acordeon, is our mestre, and he has a school in Berkeley, California. He was one of the first in the United States to bring capoeira to the United States.
Like a lot of fascinating things, Bay Area gets them first.
Correct.
Yeah, and my exposure really to this point to live capoeira performance has been exactly that, in performances where I know that what I'm seeing is only the tip of an iceberg designed for what people are to see, where there's a whole other world of study in class format. What is the difference between what you perform and what you study?
So the difference between a class and the performance is, a performance is just that, it's made, usually it's choreographed and it's made to look beautiful to attract people mm-hmm. for whatever a person is looking for. Capoeira has many different aspects, and you can look at it and see the martial arts in it, and a performance is designed to accentuate those points to attract people that are interested in martial arts. Yet at the same time, you can see the art and see the dance in it, and the performances are usually catered to attract those people as well that are attracted to the dance, so that mm-hmm. for whatever it is that piques your interest, or even if it's just the fitness aspect, once somebody has the interest and comes up to us, we're able to talk to them further and mm-hmm. go into more detail. Now, as far as the classes are concerned, the classes go into every aspect of capoeira. We try to stay pretty loyal to our traditional roots, the way our mestre was taught and the way his mestre mm-hmm. was taught. So
the heavy sense of tradition.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We teach the history. We go into the different types of games and the different rhythms on the beating bao, since it's the only martial art done to music.
I didn't realize that.
So it gets pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many different kinds of games are there in capoeira?
There are a number of different types of forms of capoeira. There's a capoeira Angola, which is the type of capoeira that was done in the streets way back when and has since been revived by Mestre Peixinha and his students. There's capoeira regional, which was the creation of Mestre Bimba when he took the ritualistic form and made it more into a functional martial art during the Vale Tudo fights in Brazil. And then there's capoeira contemporânea. And then within all those arts, there's also other little games that we play once you're amongst people that just know capoeira. There's a paña laranja no chão, where they put a dollar in the middle of the roda and people play around and try to
get the dollar. Now, the roda is the circle.
Correct. So capoeira is usually done in the middle of a circle of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not enough people, sometimes they just draw a circle on the ground.
Oh, okay.
And the game of capoeira is led by the beating bao, which is a bow, a single-string bowed instrument.
Ah, all right. That maintains the rhythm.
Correct.
And does the instrument follow the capoeiristas, or is there capoeiristas? Would that be
capoeiristas.
Correct? Capoeiristas, thank you. Or do the capoeiristas follow the instrument?
The beating bell leads.
Really?
So the people's movements should have a relationship to the tempo of the beating bell.
Interesting. And now, you teach children, is that correct, Laurie? You get the little ones?
Yes. Whenever he's unable to teach, then I'll go ahead and take over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your observation as far as what they bring to this art form more so than a sport? Do they need to be prepared in any way, or what's an ideal age?
Ideal age for our group is about 5 years old, and it really depends on the individual child and their attention span and, you know, what they can do. But I think even watching the kids when he's teaching the class, they're just pure energy, and they will try anything. And, you know, he tells them, do a cartwheel, do a flip, do this, you know, try this song, like... Mm-hmm. They're just all hands-on, and which is really refreshing, you know, because as adults, you know, sometimes we're fearful. We're a little more guarded in what we'll try, and we put limitations on ourselves a lot more.
So, it sounds like the kids come in there, and as usual, they do what comes naturally, and you teach them how it applies to the art form, whereas the adults get in there stiff as boards, and you have to restore a sense of natural movement. How important is simple fitness and health and movement in the philosophy of capoeira?
It definitely makes learning the art easier. It's not 100% necessary, as we try to meet the student where they're at and build them physically to the point where they're able to do more and more complicated movements. But if you come in already physically strong and knowing how to use your body, it makes the learning curve shorter usually.
When are your classes? For adults, for children, what time and days of the week?
Adults, we have classes Monday, Thursday, and Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. and also on Saturdays from 12 to 2. Currently, we have kids classes on Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and we're going to add a second class during the week on Thursdays.
Excellent. And does prior martial arts training tend to enhance or interfere with learning capoeira?
Usually it interferes.
Are you sure you don't want to reword that?
Usually people come in and they say, oh, I've trained this, I've done this, I've done that. And they will get discouraged when the movements don't come as easily to them.
What's the hardest thing for them to grasp that's different?
I would say the jinga, which is the basic movement of capoeira, the first basic step. So like most dances, there's a basic step. And most martial arts are stationary when they start. So
yes.
So that one thing, getting moving your arms and your feet at the same time and trying to get that to flow, it tends to be more challenging than it looks.
Ah, and are there ranks?
Yes, there are ranks.
Like belts and karate or whatever. Yes.
Correct. The capoeira has adopted the Eastern type of belt system, which is relatively new. Maybe around the early 1900s that it was incorporated. And every school has a different belt system. As for us, we have, I believe, 15 belts.
Oh, my goodness. And yeah, lots of room then.
Yeah. Children have an even longer belt system. And then we start them from the first belt and we go up to a certain level. And then they drop back and they start again at the adult level if they're going to start young. But it's for the best that they are on a different
Very doable
path.
Increments. I suspect we have only touched the tip of the iceberg on this subject. My guest today, John Michael Blow, who is El Paso Vice President and Lead Instructor of Capoeira Quinto Sol, and Capoeira student and student instructor, Lori Navarrete. We've been talking about the new studio. It's called Sol Studio and Capoeira Quinto Sol. It's located at 4106 Montana at US 54. The phone number for more information is 252-8258, or you can go online to solstudioep.com for more information. I wish you all the best. I think you're going to be very successful because this is such an exciting art form, and I'd love to have you back.
Great. Thank you for having us.